not exactly an ideal start to the conversation.
Not the fucking start, but I'm devastated this morning.
I feel bad because I know next to nothing about Venture Brothers.
I know. And I had to break the news to my wife this morning, who is also a huge fan. So I do have somebody to sulk with. But I texted Brian yesterday about the Xbox stuff, because he's had both systems for the last two generations.
Define Xbox and stuff.
The price point for
alleged. Okay. What is allegedly? Tell me about it. I haven't heard this.
Okay, for $499, November 10th for the Series X, and then the leaked and then revealed Series S, which is like a digital version that's a little less powerful.
Yeah.
Well, it's fairly less powerful, but it's a digital version that's fairly less powerful. At $299. The way I understand it, so Sony's digital only is not less powerful. It is as powerful. It's just has no disc drive, so they can save a little bit of cash there. Mm-hmm. But I text Brian to talk about that, because I hadn't actually heard about the Venture Brothers news, because it hit so late in the evening, depending on where you're at.
I'm gonna interrupt you. I'm really sorry to do this, but it looks like those are actually official numbers, the ones that you just said. They aren't leaked.
Okay, they came out as official,
I believe, so because there's an official, also there's official reveal of the Xbox Series X console, yeah, which looks different. And it has the slogan "Next Gen Performance in the Smallest Xbox Ever." $299 ERP.
Yep. Okay.
So yeah, I apologize for interrupting.
No, that's fine. Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Jammer.
Was that making fun of my stutter?
No, that was
you asshole.
That was
you
a DJ. You know
fucking
what?
Asshole.
You know
no,
what?
You
no,
ass-
that was definitely making fun of you. Definitely making fun of you. You deserve it.
Oh my God. Anyways, I had hadn't heard this news, because it had hit later in the day than I usually check the news.
Mm-hmm.
Brian called me after work, and he's like, fuck Xbox, we got to talk about Venture Brothers.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, here's my question. Is it an ongoing story?
Yes and no.
Because, like, here's my question. Here's my thing. I don't know the show,
uh-huh.
But I'm like, it had a good run. It had 7 seasons, 17 years. It has a lot of fans. And if, yeah, unless there's like more story to be told, like,
oh, there is.
There is. Okay.
There was a big cliffhanger at the end of season 7.
Well, I retract what I was about to say then. Never mind. I think people understandably upset.
We deserve, like they said, a whole 7 seasons over 17 years. So this reaches back to my first year out of high school, I think.
2003. I was in high
first
school.
Season.
Wait, high school? Yeah, high school.
Yeah, you would have been, I think so. Maybe. Maybe 8th grade?
No.
8th or 9th grade. You're
I was 9th grade.
Ways. You know, this goes back with longtime friends and stuff that have loved the show, and because of where it left off, this is one of those where hopefully the fandom can come together and get one of these streaming services to say, hey, we might eke out a few more subscribers
and
if we do a season for it.
Adult Swim even went on to tweet out, we also want more Venture Brothers and have been working with Jackson and Doc to find another way to continue the Venture Brothers story.
Yes, and that came out a little bit after Jackson Public, one of the show's creators, had come out and said it had come to an end. A few hours later, I don't know if that's just Adult Swim trying to say face, like they wanted to be the ones to
to be the good guys, to be like, no, we were supporting the show all along. I doubt it.
Say it, but Jackson Public coming out saying it's, you know, they've known for a few months.
Yeah.
I think Adult Swim's just being political. I would like to think they're working for a way to work, but I don't know.
I think it's possible. Adult Swim has always been kind of fairly, what's the word? The word where they're kind of autonomous with how they function within Cartoon Network. Like, it feels like kind of its own entity, separate from Cartoon Network, even though it's a part of Cartoon Network. And I know how they work really hard on a very shoestring budget, you know, the people behind the scenes to really get it done. Like, it's very much like they've been bootstrapping it from the very beginning, and they continue to do that to work, you know,
that's why they very shows with recycled animation cells and just added new voices to it. It's why they do all the stupid live action blue screen, green screen shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't have a lot.
Yeah. So like that's one of the reasons why I kind of believe them that they're going to try to do something. I don't know what, but yeah, I've never watched a single minute of Venture Brothers. I've never seen more than screenshots of it. And in my mind, this is how little I know about Venture Brothers. For years, basically since it started, when people mentioned Venture Brothers, I imagined Aqua Teen Hunger Force, even though I know they're completely different.
Very, 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 very different. While the first two seasons were mostly standalone, seasons 3 through 7 connect throughout and also connect back to those first two seasons in ways through characters and stories and events that happen in episodes long ago that have ramifications later on. It's all great. Me and Christine had actually rewatched it either late last year, early. Hold on.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. We had recently rewatched the show late last year, early this year. Rewatched it all, getting ready for what we hoped to be like a late 2020, maybe early 2021 release.
Because
mm-hmm. There had been nothing other than they were working on it, and apparently work stopped a while ago. But maybe. I think there's always a chance to save it, and even if it was just 5 episodes to wrap up the big cliffhanger and stuff with Rusty and the Monarch, and I won't spoil anything, but if they can at least give us 4 or 5 episodes to end that out on Netflix, that'll be fine with me.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to everybody. I know fans are really hoping to come together to try to get some stuff done. It's all over Twitter. People are saying like, hey, if Zack Snyder can get his freaking cut, we can get another show back through, you know,
look
if we
at
all
the
unite.
Ire Cut movement now, gaining some retweets and hashtags from some of the CW-verse and other DCEU stars.
Yeah, there you go. Like it's the fan movement is real. Fan movement
and
that is powerful.
Something you have both dreaded, and was it you that thought it would have never?
Oh, the Snyder Cut. Yeah, I thought that shit was never ever gonna happen. Like at first, I thought that shit would, like, essentially for the first.
And you dread the ramifications of the Snyder Cut happening, right?
No, I don't.
Does that sound familiar?
I don't think so. Maybe I did say that, but if I did say that, I no longer agree with myself. I don't dread the Snyder Cut because I'm interested to see what the Snyder Cut is. But I'm talking about the ramifications. I don't say I dread the ramifications, but I do think there may be some legit ramifications where everything gets like a cut. I don't think I said that though. I think maybe someone else did.
No, because it was some. It was they were also saying it was a similar danger as to how the fans got the Sonic design changed.
Right. Maybe I did say that. Who knows? I say a lot of shit.
Somebody was like, fans getting too much of what they want makes movies bad. or something.
That like doesn't that. Sound like me.
I don't remember the specific, but that totally sounds like you.
That doesn't
you
sound like me. Like,
you don't like fans to get anything that they want.
Hardly.
You want all expectations subverted.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's because I like The Last Jedi. Because The Last Jedi is the greatest movie ever. You just think.
Oh my lord. No. I won't stand for that.
Sorry. It's just the best Star Wars movie ever. Sorry.
No, not even. It is. And very, very weird people agree with you, and that's just how.
And I'm a lot of great people agree with me as well.
Name one great person that agrees.
Ryan Johnson.
He doesn't. He's at the very heart of whether or not it's good or bad. So
a lot of great film critics agree with me. Patrick H. Williams agrees with me.
But everyone hates critics, so they don't count. I said, find somebody that matters, damn it.
Patrick H. Willems. What do you mean that matters? What does that mean? That matters. Who matters? That's a subjective.
Well, who's the only person that matters to me?
It's me.
Yeah, exactly. So ask me.
Oh, well, I'm asking myself because I matter. Like, okay, it's the best one, right? Yeah, it is. See?
No. Anyways.
So Venture Brothers, best of luck to everybody. That is a task worth pursuing. Just be respectful.
It is.
Be respectful. The good thing is it does seem like there's a lot of positivity. People being like, oh no, please, and stuff. They're not being dicks about it. I don't think as far as I could tell, I'm sure there are plenty of people going like, look at Adult Swim, you know, blah 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 blah. Don't do that. Don't be that.
Don't go down to William Street and Venture Rage.
Venture Rage? Sorry.
Instead do some online stuff. Shit, it worked for one group. Why not work for another?
You know, I think.
How do you now? Because I could have swore it was you that was just like, if this happens, if we get too many. Studio. Somebody was saying something. Maybe it was Brian. I don't know. Somebody was saying that if we got too many studios willing to make changes to the fans, then like all the art is lost out of it, or the artists, and the writers and directors, they lose their touch, or somebody was saying something. And like I got that, but there's like certain things.
Fuck,
like
maybe it was me. I don't. I'm torn. There are some parts of that statement that I think
get with
that I think could have done. There's some parts that I think could have, some not. Like the part where I feel like if there are more director's cuts, then the artist loses something. I'm not sure how I feel about that specific statement. But I'm not sure.
But it was the fans getting their way. That was the warning.
I like
the
person
whose conversation I'm remembering at this time.
I like
was
to,
concerned about.
Maybe there's this bit of irony here, and I'm not sure how well this fits. But the irony where it's like, release the Snyder Cut. You know, let's get behind the filmmakers, blah, blah, blah. All the while, Star Wars fans are like, make the Star Wars movie exactly like I want to do it.
What is it? Nothing gold can stay. What is that saying I'm trying to get to? God, I can't fucking.
It's not the Harvey Dent. Is it?
No. I had something that went along real well with this, and then it just left me. It was gone.
Escaped from your brain. Completely. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And damn that. But that's a funny point. I do like the directors and writers to have creative freedom. You know me. I don't hate. The Last Jedi, but I do love giving you shit about it for how much you do love it.
It's so fucking good. It's so fucking good.
I don't know. I think it's a matter of time and legacy that something has that allows, that dictates how much freedom you have with a property. Does that make sense?
I agree, but I disagree.
My personal guidepost. If I were in charge and I had people coming up to me, and of course you know money's not the deciding factor. I get to decide these projects. So certain remakes, I'm gonna say, okay, yeah, sure, why not fucking go for it. Other remakes, or reboots or sequels, in the Star Wars sense, I'm gonna shoot down. And then other things, I'm gonna be very much like stick to the formula. And other things, I'm gonna let go. But I don't know.
I see your point. Like, you want to make sure that it maintains its identity, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think The Last Jedi was a movie that, like, pulled ridiculously away from the identity of Star Wars.
I don't feel that it did much for the trilogy. Like,
you just don't like because the plot didn't actually, like, it wasn't, like, as space-hoppy as other ones. It was relatively self-contained, and that seems to bother you.
I think lack of time throughout the whole sequel trilogy bothers me. Mm. Honestly, it does. I'll say that much. So you might be onto that being a part of the bigger picture of the issues with it that I do have. Isn't it fucking funny how all roads lead back to The Last Jedi?
That's just the way things work. The Last Jedi is an amazing movie, and it warrants a lot of discussion.
It is. It will be forever discussed.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
forever discussed. I used to think episode one would be forever discussed. I think that might actually be
that's like
be
the least discussed forgotten. Movie now. Yeah.
You know, most people, even the weird prequel fans, agree that
that's not true.
Clones are garbage.
No, some of them. So many of them, but I've come across think those they movies love are fucking classic. They think they're great.
Yeah, they love them. I'm saying there are some, though, some of the youngers that will agree that at least those two are really bad. But they are usually huge fans of Revenge of the Sith because they think it's got a cool space battle. And they think, really wrongly think, it's got a cool lightsaber duel, which is really just a dance.
You know what the worst kind of fans are? I'm sorry, I'm gonna shit on fans right now. The worst kind of fans are the ones that shit on all the Disney stuff but love Rogue One. Because to me, what that shows is you're not interested in story, you're just interested in your world building and headcanon being filled out. That's mm-hmm. what I think. Hence, like, oh, they like all of, you know, this, the filling in the blanks. They like the Darth Vader scene at the end, and I just think it's stupid. Like, the scene itself is fine, but I mean, just the fact that, like, people are like, oh, I hate everything Disney except Rogue One. Rogue One is one of the best movies out there. I'm like, dude, you just like the same shit being thrown in your face again and reinforcing things that you already know. That's what you want. You don't care about story, which is fine. But
Seven was serviceable. It's like I said, it's serviceable. Eight has some places that are just completely wasted and things that need to be retooled, and there's some great stuff. Some of the best stuff in the sequel trilogy comes out of the Last Jedi, and nine has a few moments in it that are fun moments, and that's it.
Yeah, I think the first half of nine I was enjoying it, and then the second half it kind of went like it went down pretty quickly.
They literally 100% tried to pull a portal scene.
Yep.
And you're just like,
you didn't earn that.
Where were you guys in like June, you know, or in April? Yeah, the movie came out in April. Because it was originally supposed to be the first week of May, but it was last week of April. Endgame is what I'm getting at. It's like, look back at Endgame, you did that, you filmed that, you know, the execs were like, well, it worked, why not do it over at Star Wars? Oh my god,
I don't think that's how it worked, but
no, because the movie hadn't been out yet, but yeah. Still, I'm just
but
saying,
like
two of the exact same scenes for essentially franchise
enders. I mean, but that's not an uncommon thing for it's like all hope to be lost and then the cavalry comes in. That's like common. That's common. That happened in freaking Lord of the Rings twice. Way,
through portals.
There weren't any through hyperspace. Okay, well, you're adding connect. They didn't go through portals in Star Wars. They went through hyperspace. That's completely different. Freaking Gandalf came over a mountain in the Two Towers, and then what's his name came by ship with a bunch of ghosts in Return of the King. Like that's not new. That's just that's a part of the storytelling. It's sort of like when you have a final, if you have a final act of a movie.
Under the same umbrella, under two giant franchises.
It's just a coincidence. In the same year. I don't think it's a coincidence. It's a total coincidence. It's a total coincidence.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Like, they didn't they didn't redo the whole ending between April and December.
No, but in post and ADR for reactions, because most of the conversation that goes on over radio you can show from the ships. So no, I haven't seen the movie since December of 2019. So I can't remember how that scene is actually cut when you hear Lando talk and stuff like that. So yeah, they totally could have been done after seeing the
portals. No. I think you just give too little credit.
We can get it twice.
You're just fucking wrong. I just think like this, you're just seeing the connection and like make it in your head and saying, oh, obviously there's a connection there when there isn't. It's a coincidence.
It's a good coincidence then.
It's a season ender, quote unquote, a season ender. It's a big battle. All hope is lost. And the cavalry shows up. It's nothing new. That happens all the time. It just so happens that, you know, these two movies came out in the same year.
Hmm. Okay.
And I'm talking about something else that bothers me. Is that the last?
Are you shitting on fans still?
Oh yeah, still shitting on fans. The Last Jedi haters.
I like you out there, fans. I do. Jedi. Please continue to follow me at that Kyle Malone on Twitter.
The Last Jedi haters who talk about how Finn's storyline did nothing. They're wrong. They're so wrong. They always say, oh, you could pull out his entire thing and nothing would change. And I'm like, did you watch the same movie? Like, are you kidding me? His actions changed everything for the worst. That's all I have to say.
I think there you can keep a lot of the same.
No, you can't.
Endings.
No, you can't.
Of character that you wanted but still retool a few things and put people in different places.
I mean, yeah,
absolutely.
It changes everything. Like you have to change everything if that doesn't happen.
And you can make the whole goddamn thing a hell of a more logical.
Disagreed.
And after having the space chase thing logical, I said is what I meant. And after having just finished this past week, finished rewatching Battlestar Galactica, I stand by Mining Cam's stance that it should have been a hyperspace jump, which would have tied into Rogue One anyways, and people probably would have realized it. The throwback to Rogue One when they're looking for the plans and she's like tracing through hyperspace. I mean, that was basically put in there so it would explain it in Episode 8. So if you had the whole thing dealing with hyperspace, that would have had more meaning, more payoff. Anyways, I agree. Cam and I's idea of using 33 as the episode 33 from Battlestar as the base for the chase in The Last Jedi, while people like us would have right away have known it was, you know, lifted from 33, would have been completely happier with it. And I think the audience in general that didn't have never seen Battlestar would have enjoyed it more as well.
Okay. Sure.
So
I don't think they would have. I think people would have continually bitched how much it copied it, even though they already did. They would have bitched even more.
Oh, man. It's Will it be the most spoken about Star Wars movie forever?
Yes, 1,000%. Absolutely. Yeah. Because love it or hate it, people are passionate about it. People love to hate
it. There's no denying that it's split the fandom, though. How loud each side is, it's hard to tell which side is bigger. I would say there's still more Star Wars supporters than those that have given it up, or at least those that have given it up besides the OT. But I really do. I wonder how big each side's army is.
I like how you make it sound like it's a war. When it's really just liking something.
It's brutal. I'm on Twitter all the time. Living in a recliner. What do you expect me to do all day? It's war out there, man. My God, have you seen the horrible things people are saying about each other? Yeah. I think you're right. I am. I do. I think you're right. I think it'll be the most discussed Star Wars movie ever. And that's even if they do indeed make a brand new trilogy with its own numerical system or naming system or whatever. Even if they make more one-offs, regardless of the shows, I think The Last Jedi will be spoken about the most.
Yep.
Discussed the most for ever on.
For decades and centuries to come, the aliens that take over our Earth will also have this discussion.
Yes. What do you think about its merits in discussion amongst that? Now we're getting artsy here. Its merits as a discussion piece in film study and maybe even I keep doing this. I know the alarm goes off then, and I need to dismiss it because it goes through the silence. But the
art, you're talking about artsy stuff.
The merits of The Last Jedi getting spoken about in like art school and sociology studies, like
sociology, huh? What do you mean?
Study of sociology, like study of people.
Well, I know what you mean, but I mean, like, in what way? In what context?
Because the split, the split that it had in a very
in that way.
Like, do you think it's that big of a cultural thing, of a art thing, even
maybe
movie thing?
Maybe, like, it's possible. I didn't even think about it being approached that way, but for me, I think that movie is like a masterclass in juggling character arcs, because I think it does really well with that. Like, you have Finn, who's going through a character arc. You have Rey, who's going through a character arc. You have Kylo Ren, who's going through a character arc. You have Luke Skywalker, who's going through a character arc. And it's just fucking beautiful. It's so good. I still imagine sort of that final confrontation between Kylo Ren and Luke Skywalker, and it's just chef's kiss. It's so good.
Yeah, and we never got the payoff. You never did see him around, kid. And there's so much more.
I mean, it wasn't okay. Just because he said "see you around" and he never saw him around, that's what you're going to complain about, that he didn't see him around.
I expected some more interaction at some point between them and nine. Yeah, I did.
I mean, he died
alive or dead. I honestly expected him to be dead and haunted, basically like haunting Ben. Like,
I think that's an instance of you just kind of reading into it and sort of setting up your own mindless expectations.
Guessing what I'm going to see next.
Guessing what you're going to see next, but also holding against a movie for not giving you exactly what expected.
Is that one of those things that I don't even think I brought that up
Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of the Rise of Skywalker issues, but I mean, like, it's just, I'm sure I'm guilty of this as well, but I just don't like when people are like, oh, I'm expecting this thing, and if I don't get this thing, I'm going to be upset. I just hate that so much.
Some things are bigger than the people making them, and that's audience, tell us what you think in the comments. The fans really have that much power as they've been wielding recently, or does that get us dangerously close to ending up with nothing but rises of Skywalkers?
You're responsible for the Rise of Skywalker.
Make sure you guys are checking out the website every single day for all the latest and greatest and news from the entertainment world. Check out the YouTube channel with celebrity interviews, and of course the podcast network, wherever you get podcasts from. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of content, great shows. Check that out. Jammer, where can people find you at online?
You can find me on Twitter at JamTheWriter, and all of my entertainment stuff at LRMOnline.com. And last and not least, you can get all of my books under the name AJ Serna on Amazon and Audible.
And you guys can find me, like I said earlier, at That Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Peace.